I didn't open his notebook, Paul said. We had turned and were walking up the corridor now. I didn't think it was my place to open the notebook. He asked me to bring it to you, and I brought it to you. But I would like to know his thoughts sometime, if you don't mind. After I read it, I said. I suppose this has been very hard on everybody. Hard on the people here, I said. School is just about ready to end, huh? Paul asked after a while. Yes, I said. We start a month later and get out 2 months earlier than the whites do. What are you going to do when school is over? Go on a vacation? I don't know. It depends on Vivian. Whatever she wants. She's beautiful, Paul said. You're a lucky fellow there, Grant Wiggins. Yes, I'm lucky, I said. Some of us are. I'm sorry, Paul said. I am very, very sorry. We had stopped for a moment. Now we started walking again. If I could ever be of any help, I would like you to call on me. I mean that with all my heart. We were passing by Miss Emma's house. Reverend Ambrose's car was parked before the door. Isn't that the preacher's car? Paul asked. That's where Jefferson lived. That's his Nannin's house. Paul looked at the house as we went by. He looked at it again over his shoulder. We came up to the church and stopped at his car. Well, I better go into the children, I said. Paul stuck out his hand. Allow me to be your friend, Grant Wiggins. I don't ever want to forget this day. I don't ever want to forget him. I took his hand. He held mine with both of his. I don't know what you're going to say when you go back in there, but tell them he was the bravest man in that room today. I'm a witness, Grant Wiggins. Tell them so. Maybe one day you will come back and tell them so. It would be an honor. I turned from him and went into the church. Irene Cole told the class to rise with their shoulders back. I went up to the desk and turned to face them. I was crying.
We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of A Lesson Before Dying by Ernest J. Gaines, read by Jay Long. This program was produced by Sigrid Hecht. Production supervisor, Lewis Milgram. Executive producer, Cherry Huber. Text copyright 1993 by Ernest J. Gaines. Production copyright 1997, Books on Tape, Inc. All rights reserved.